Title: Amen. Drop a range for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drop that makes the sub feel absolutely heavyweight without just turning it up and destroying your headroom. You already know how to program an amen and you already know how to make a sub. So this lesson is about something more producer-y, arrangement and mix decisions that make the bass feel louder because of contrast, timing, and space. We're staying inside Ableton Live 12 stock devices, and we're aiming for that jungle or rolling DNB vibe. Aggressive amen up top, clean and confident low end underneath. First, here's what you're building: a 32-bar drop that has a tight amen break that stays forward, a sub that feels bigger because the drop is staged properly, an actual impact moment at the start that translates on club systems, and little variations every 4 to 8 bars so it doesn't feel like a copy-paste loop. Step 0 is quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a default. Time signature is 4/4. For warping the amen, if you're doing bigger edits and stretching, Complex Pro can be fine, but for tight transient chopping and that classic break bite, Beats mode is often the move. If your chops start sounding smeary, check warp mode first before you start overprocessing. Now set up a simple track layout so you don't get lost later. Track 1 is amen, an audio track. Track 2 is amen top, also audio, basically a filtered layer. Track 3 is sub, MIDI. Track 4 can be a mid bass or res if you want, optional. And set up return A as a short room reverb. Return B can be a dubby delay if you're into that, optional. Cool. Now the mindset shift for this whole lesson: arrangement before sound design. We're going to lay out a 32-bar drop skeleton, because if the section has no contrast built in, your sub will never feel like it arrives. It'll just be constant bass, and constant bass stops feeling big. So map it like this: bars 1 to 8 is the main statement, full impact; bars 9 to 16 is variation, remove or replace one element, not 10 elements. 1. Bars 17 to 24 is the second statement, either bigger, wider, or slightly more intense. Bars 25 to 32 is your exit ramp. You're transitioning to the next phrase, so strip something back. In Ableton, drop locators at bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25. Think of these as your contrast markers. You're basically telling yourself, something changes here. That alone improves your drop arrangement decisions. Now let's prep the amen so it punches but leaves room for the low end. On the main amen track, start with EQ8. High pass it around 30 to 40 HE. This is not about making it thin. It's about removing sub junk that fights your actual sub instrument. Then, if it's muddy and stepping on the bass, do a gentle dip somewhere around 180 to 300 HE. Don't carve a cannon, just a small cleanup. And if you need a little air, a tiny shelf around 7 to 10 KHE can help. But be careful. Too much top makes the break feel loud in a nasty way and can trick you into mixing the bass too quietly. Next, add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15% depending on the sample. Important, keep boom off. Boom is cool for some styles, but here it's basically fake low end that competes with your sub and ruins the drop's authority. Crunch, maybe 5 to 15. Transients, push it up a bit. Plus 5 up to plus 20, depending on how dull the break is. This is one of the best ways to get the amen to speak without smashing it with compression. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. You're not trying to flatten it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction just to hold it together like one instrument. Now, the big trick that helps sub impact, the amen top layer. Duplicate the amen track. On the duplicate, do an EQ8 high pass around 200 to 350 HC with a steep slope. The goal is, this track has almost no low mids. It's mostly snap, hats, and bite. Optionally, add saturator on this amen top layer. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then turn the layer down. This is important. It should feel like, oh, the break is clearer, not oh, there's a second break. What you're really doing here is cheating the ear. You're keeping the excitement and the loudness perception in the high frequencies, while leaving the low mid and sub area less crowded. That's how the sub gets bigger without being louder. Now let's build the sub that translates. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Keep it simple and stable. Write a MIDI pattern that supports the arrangement. For the first 2 bars of the drop, use longer notes. This is a huge tip. The start of the drop is not the time for ultra-busy bass programming. Long notes at the start read as authority. Then, after that impact is established, you can move into shorter, syncopated notes that roll with the amen. In operator's envelope, give it a very fast attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. If it clicks, don't panic, just nudge it up slightly. Decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds depending on your note lengths. Sustain. If you want plucks, drop sustain down. If you want sustained notes, keep it up. There's no single correct setting, but the rule is, sustain that's too long during busy drums makes the whole drop feel like one constant low-end fog. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds so it ends cleanly without weird cuts. Now for effects on the sub. Put EQ8. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope. Keep it pure. If a specific note plumes, sometimes a tiny dip around 50 to 70 Hz can help, but be gentle. Most sub problems are arrangement and note length problems, not I need to draw 14 EQ notches problems. Add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is not about making it crunchy, it's about adding a little harmonic information so the bass rhythm survives on smaller speakers. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Non-negotiable for club translation. And keep your gain staging sensible. If your master is getting hammered just from turning the sub on, don't reach for a limiter yet. Fix the sustain, fix the arrangement, fix the sidechain. Which brings us to sidechaining, but we're doing it as an arrangement tool, not a set and forget compressor. On the SUB track, add compressor and enable sidechain input from the Amen track, or from a Ghost Kick track if you prefer something consistent. Start with ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then set threshold, so you get around 2 to 6 dB of reduction on the loudest hits. Now here's the teacher note. Release time is basically groove. Put the drop on loop and adjust release while listening to the space between hits. The right release feels like the sub is breathing with the Amen, not randomly sucking down and popping back up. And here's the arrangement move that people forget. Automate your sidechain amount across the 32 bars. Make the ducking a bit stronger on bar 1 so the initial impact is clean and punchy. Then reduce the ducking slightly after bar 4 so it feels like the drop opens up. You didn't turn anything up, but it feels like it got louder. That's the whole game. If you want an alternate approach, you can experiment with an auto-filter style ducking if your setup supports sidechaining there, but if you don't see the option, don't derail the lesson. Compressor sidechain is totally fine. Now we create the drop impact moment. The first two beats. This is where heavyweight DNB gets its authority. And the secret is space right before, and less than you think right at the start. In the last bar before the drop, automate a high-pass filter rising on the Amen and other musical elements, somewhere up toward 300 to 600 Hz. Also automate your return effects. Pull reverb tails down. You can even do a quarter bar or half bar of silence on the Amen right before the drop. That negative space is like a vacuum, and when the drop hits, it feels physically bigger. Then at bar 1 of the drop, stage it. On beat 1, let it be sub plus Amen, but keep extra hats and percussion muted for the first one or two beats. Bring hats in on beat 3 or bar 2. Then bring a crash or ride around bar 5 to lift the energy. This less than more staging is how you make the same sub feel bigger, because you're controlling what competes with it in the most important moment. Also, classic jungle move, a small Amen fill into a reset. At the end of bar 4 or bar 8, do a tiny stutter, reverse a slice or quick edit, then snap hard back to the groove at bar 5 or bar 9. That reset makes the groove feel like it hits again, and it keeps the listener locked. Now variation, because we want roll, not loop fatigue. Every 4 to 8 bars, choose one variation, not 5. 1. You can replace a snare hit with another slice every 4 bars. Add one quiet 16th ghost note snare on bar 7. Do call and response in the sub rhythm, same note, different rhythm. Mute the Amen top for 1 bar. Then bring it back so everything suddenly feels darker and then bright again. Or do a single tape stop style moment by resampling and pitching a hit, but keep it disciplined. Here's an advanced one that's sneaky. The Amen accent swap. Duplicate your 2-bar Amen edit. And in the copy, take one small hattish transient and move it 10 to 20 milliseconds earlier or later. It's basically nothing, but the feel shifts and the drop suddenly sounds more performed without changing the mix. Now let's talk low-end control in the arrangement, not just mixing. If you add a res or mid-bass, high-pass it around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't argue with the sub. Let the sub be center and clean, and let the mid-bass be wide and characterful. If you use a widening effect, do it on the Amen top or the mid-bass, not on the sub. A great trick is widening only the Amen top slightly more in bars 17 to 24. That width makes the center feel more anchored, and the sub feels even more massive without changing level. Now do quick reality checks, because this is where you catch problems fast. First, mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0%. The sub should remain strong. If it disappears, you've got stereo in your low end somewhere, or phase issues, or your sub isn't actually a clean sign anymore. Second, low volume check. Turn your monitors down. Can you still follow the sub rhythm? If not, don't just turn up the bass. Add a touch more saturation, or create a quiet harmonic layer. That's the sub harm trick. Duplicate your sub to a new track. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, distort it more than the main sub. Keep it quiet, and blend until the bass rhythm survives on phone speakers. Your main sub stays clean and club ready, and you get translation control separately. Third, spectrum on the master. Look at 40 to 80 Hz. You want a stable plateau, not random huge spikes. If it spikes, shorten note lengths, refine sidechain timing, or gently even it out. You can use multi-band dynamics very lightly to tame the very low band if one note jumps out, but keep it gentle. Evenness is the goal, not loudness.